Welcome to Webster's New World Power Vocabulary, Volume 4, by Elizabeth Morse Cluley. Webster's New World Power Vocabulary is a vocabulary building tool. It's a tool that you can put to use right away to increase your command of the English language. The goal of this series of tapes is to help you close the gap between your functional vocabulary, the words that you feel comfortable with and use in your speech and writing, and your recognition vocabulary, words that you hear other people using, that you run across in your reading, but that you don't feel comfortable using because you're not exactly sure of their meaning. In the first three volumes of Webster's New World Power Vocabulary, we concentrated on a series of techniques based on the building blocks of words, prefixes, roots, and suffixes. These are the pieces that many English words are made of, especially words that are derived from Latin and Greek. For example, consider the word concentric. Concentric is made up of two building blocks that come from Latin. The prefix, con, C-O-N, means together. The root, centric, C-E-N-T-R-I-C, is from the Latin centrum, meaning center. In English, concentric means having a common center or a center together. An archery target, for instance, is usually a series of concentric circles. Concentric is an adjective. It describes or qualifies something. You can change it to an adverb by adding the suffix ly on the end, which gives you concentrically. The circles on the target are formed concentrically. That's what suffixes do. They go on the ends of words and determine the part of speech. When you learn to look at words in terms of their building blocks, then you can begin to take them apart, to dissect them, if you will, and use a technique called clustering to dramatically expand your vocabulary. Clustering means focusing on a word or a word element and using it to generate more words or word elements. Let's use another example, the word cryptography. Suppose you happen across this word in an article that you're reading and you're not exactly sure what it means. First, break the word down into its component parts.